So as I write this, I'm sitting here listening to Reflections from Inside a Cement Box by prison radio contributor David Annarelli. Thursday, August 6th, I went to VCU Medical Center to finally meet with endocrinology. Yeah, 9 months later, right? The appointment went well. This girl finally has a hormone prescription and a prescription for testosterone blockers. I know now that I have to try to figure out how to get my voice higher, but hey, what's life if the haters have nothing to hate about, so they hate my voice? The thing that really gets me is that DOC sends us out to these specialists, and most of the stuff they recommend, the DOC refuses to prescribe or issue. Case in point, endocrinology prescribed estradiol patches, spironolactone, testosterone blocker, and Nair hair removal cream. I don't anticipate any problems with the first two, but I expect to fight to receive my Nair products. For some reason, the DOC thinks that they can give you the label transgender female, give you the option to which gender CO is allowed to strip search you, give you hormones, buy bras and panties, let us buy makeup, and everything's all hunky-dory. I really wish DOC Director Walters and the Virginia General Assembly members would require the Virginia Department of Corrections to strictly adhere to the World Professional Association for Transgender Healthcare's Standards for Care for Gender Identity Disorders. In Iglesias v. Federal Bureau of Prisons, the American Medical Association, the Endocrine Society, the American Psychological Association, the American Psychiatric Association, the World Health Organization, the Academy of Family Physicians, the American Public Health, the National Association of Social Workers, the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, and the American Society of Plastic Surgeons all endorsed the protocols of the WPATH's Standards of Care. Guess who wasn't on that list? The VADOC. I had made a personal decision to follow the WPATH's protocol to live 12 months at the least as a female before I go see a plastic surgeon. In DeLonda v. Johnson, February 28, 2023, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals has already told the VADOC that in the Fourth Circuit, requests for gender-affirming care are analyzed according to WPATH standards. Where gender-affirming surgery is medically necessary for an inmate, according to WPATH standards, but a prison official consistently disregards the risk of failing to provide this surgery, the prison official is deliberately indifferent. Yeah, Virginia gets away with giving courts the middle finger constantly. Finally, this November, voters in the Commonwealth will have a chance to vote on a constitutional amendment to codify same-sex marriage in the Virginia Constitution. Let's get out the vote, people. Lives depend on it. And finally, got my GoFundMe page up to raise money for my gender-affirming surgeries, because coming home from prison, life's rough. Look up Daraya, D-A-R-A-Y-A, Sobhani, S-O-B-H-A-N-I. I'm going to manifest his name change somehow, some way. Also, the official Daraya Sobhani Instagram is up and running. The picture on the page, it's not me yet. It's the vision board photo of myself. So give me a little bit of slack. But that's all I got. Thank you.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.